Good afternoon, and thank you for joining the call today. This is Susan Bussey, Senior Vice President of Housing, and with me today is Dr. Marie Adelot, Chief Medical Officer. So I'm going to start with an update from Wilk Manor, then we're going to move on to Marie, and then I'll give an update of the summit. So for Wilk Manor, as you all are probably aware, we have experienced a challenging last few days as we have had both residents and staff members of the lodge test positive for COVID. The staff at Wilk Manor and the lodge continue to work diligently to promote social distancing between residents, encourage residents to wear face masks, and encouraging residents to participate in regular hand washing throughout the day. The safety measures that we currently have in place include: we require all Wilk and Lodge staff to wear face masks and face shields at all times. Staff have been trained and drilled regularly on proper PPE use. We sterilize Wilk and Lodge at least twice a day, if not more, with our SteriMist machine. And that is a machine that emits a chemical that kills everything on contact on surfaces. We continue to conduct contact tracing for any employees that may have come in contact with an employee that was infected or a resident that was infected. We've been in touch with the New York State Department of Health to keep them apprised of how we are handling the outbreak at the lodge and all the actions that we have taken thus far. This week, we began to require that all Wilk and Lodge staff to be COVID tested twice a week instead of just once a week that we were doing. We decided to go above and beyond and do contact COVID testing twice a week. We are limiting any non-essential appointments, medical or non-medical, so we can reduce the potential exposure of our residents to COVID in the community. At Wilk Manor, we have stopped communal dining and activities for the next 10 days or possibly longer in an effort to minimize any potential exposure to Wilk residents. Now I'm going to turn it over to Marie.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Marie Adelot, the Chief Medical Officer at Jewish Senior Life. Just to give a little background, I'm sure you're aware that there are currently around 2,000 active COVID cases in the Rochester community. Around 5% of all COVID tests that are sent are coming back positive, which is much higher than we were a month or two ago when we were less than 1%. We are currently designated as a yellow zone by New York State. The status at the lodge right now is that multiple staff and residents have had symptoms over the past week. To date, around 5 staff members and 7 residents are COVID positive. All residents at the lodge have been COVID tested, 4 are negative, and 4 are still pending. And you are informed, of course, as soon as any result is back. All the residents are generally doing well, and many of them are asymptomatic. Just like most COVID outbreaks, it is unclear how this started. It could have been related to a staff member, a visitor, a resident coming into contact with someone at an outside appointment. It's almost impossible to ascertain how this occurred, but it certainly relates to the increase in cases in the Rochester area. Wilk Manor does not appear to be affected at the present time. However, because it is right next to the lodge, we are in the process of testing all Wilk residents over the next 2 days. You will be notified only if your family member tests positive, and results generally come back within 5 days. So not right away, but within 3 to 5 days usually. As Susan mentioned, Wilk Manor is currently closed to visitation. Residents are dining in their rooms, not having large group activities, and there is a lot of attention to infection control and environmental cleaning at the Wilk Lodge and Summit. What can you do as a family member? I know it's a difficult time, but please be patient because this is stressful for both the staff, the residents, and family members. Please keep communicating with your loved one by phone and FaceTime until the visitation opens again. This type of outbreak usually takes several weeks to resolve, so patience is very important. For Summit residents, no known cases at the Summit. Please be aware that COVID is a very significant factor in the Rochester community at this time. Each and every visitor, family member, medical staff member, aide, transporter, whoever you are exposed to, increases your COVID risk. I'm asking all on campus to seriously consider downsizing your holiday plans. Even Dr. Fauci is only having Thanksgiving dinner with his wife. This is the year to skip social get-togethers to allow for future years of get-togethers and avoid getting COVID. Every single extra person at a gathering will increase your COVID risk. Please continue to stay in touch with your family and friends using your phone, FaceTime, and Zoom. As has been said before, this pandemic is a marathon, not a sprint. And to end on a positive note, the vaccine data that have been published over the past week appear very hopeful, and older adults will be in a priority group for getting this vaccine. Please stay safe, everyone.
Thanks, Marie. I'm going to continue on questions that I've received regarding Wolk and Lodge, and then we'll move on to the Summit. So a question was, what is the COVID testing status at Wolk, Lodge, and the Summit? And I think Marie and I probably both answered some of that, but I'll just give you the run through here. All of the residents at the Lodge have been tested, and we are still awaiting some results. For Wolk Manor, we recently tested residents who were living in a wing that an employee who was tested COVID positive was working in. So we quarantined those residents, and all residents were retested, and they were all negative. The staff at the Summit are now being tested each week. So we have never tested the staff who exclusively work for the Summit on a regular basis. We did a test a while back for all staff, but now we'll do it every single week. Can family members, a big question was, can family members visit residents inside Wolk or Lodge? And the answer is unfortunately no. We can't have any visitors now until we're allowed to, so 14 days from now. So that's unfortunate, and I'm sorry that we can't have any Thanksgiving families visiting inside of our building for Thanksgiving either. Staff will be able and willing to help for Zoom calls and FaceTiming. We'll do everything we can to help you with that, but we can't have anyone coming inside the building. I've had some family members ask me, some Wolk family members ask about window visits, because prior to us putting up the construction fences for the patio that we're installing, family members were walking right up to residents' windows at Wolk Manor. And because the fencing is there for a reason, it's because the construction company has assumed liability for all of that, for that site. We cannot allow anybody in to go around the fence or through the fence for visitation because it is the liability of the construction company. Moving on to the Summit. A question was asked if Summit aides and companions are COVID tested weekly, and all JSL staff, including Living Well Companion Care companions, are tested weekly. It is our recommendation that residents or families who hire private duty aides get them tested each week while Monroe County remains in the yellow zone. Another question that was asked was if a resident, if it's okay for residents or staff members to walk through the main entrance at the summit in order to get to where they work, their work area, which is the kitchen area and dining. And the answer is it's okay for those few residents to walk in to the summit entrance because they are tested, well, now twice a week. So that's okay, and it's only about 3 people who do that. A question was asked if the visitors can still visit at the summit. And the answer is yes, but I just want to remind everyone about our visitation policy. So family and friends can visit at the summit. They can come into the residence apartment, or they can visit outside or in the family room. Residents can continue to visit with up to 2 people, 2 family members in their apartments for 2 hours at a time. Visits must be scheduled with the concierge. We thank you for your cooperation on this. We are really focused on making sure that visitors are following these protocols because we don't want it to get out of hand and have too many people coming and going, and we can't keep track of everyone. So we really appreciate your cooperation with the visitation protocol. And for Thanksgiving, for the summit, it's kind of the same thing. We can't have any visitors come inside to dine like we traditionally do. We usually have families and friends coming in and joining residents for Thanksgiving, but unfortunately we can't. So, you know, you certainly are welcome to, Summit family members can do FaceTiming, Zoom, or visit inside when you make a an appointment with our concierge. Again, thank you for your cooperation on this. It's really important that we keep all of our residents safe and sound. If there's any questions you have, please feel free to contact myself or Kathy McGann with any questions. And thank you for joining us today. Have a good day.